There's a road that heads west that once was a track. It was studded off by prospectors and, well, some never come back. It's a place with wild mountains and a dark deep ravines. It was inhabited by men who were seldom seen. I don't know what truth be in it, well, or maybe there be none. But it's a tale legendary, so, or maybe there be some. It's about a place settled by a family, well, and no one knows their name. And this area became known as Black Bob's and gained a bit of local fame. Don't get that Black Bob's disease. A little two-headed your kids might well be. Well, like rabbits they bred in the area they stayed. Yeah, a brother became father, not fussed with whom they laid. New generations were born quicker than old ones that died. Oh, and someone was buried, old eyes looked the same that cried. Yeah, a yard was an animal fastened round, dangled by a chain. It was of a human form, but no one near as tame. And naked and covered in filth from her head down to her feet. The food scraps were thrown on the ground for her to eat. And don't get that Black Bob's disease. Lord, two-headed your kids might well be. A bloke once sought a cabin for his smoke to light. And as he neared the door, couldn't well believe his sight. A young boy stood there in a wooden cake. And just to lift him out, well, he did mutely beg. And the road still passes the place, but no one stops there. The look and the feel of the place puts a chill in the air. So pray that your car don't break down on that section of road. Cause they're looking for new grounds for their seed to be sold. And don't get that Black Bob's disease. Or two-headed your kids might well be. And don't get that Black Bob's disease. Or two-headed your kids might well be.